OBI boy.
Hey, is Michael in?
Yes, hold on, please.
Thank you.
This Mike.
Hey, Mike, this is Taylor from Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing this afternoon?
Good, Taylor. How are you doing?
I'm good. Not bad. Thanks for asking. Hey, my call is actually in concerns to calling and following up here on an offer I sent out to you in regards to some past financing you've done with U.S. Bank 2013. Looks like it was for some equipment. Just kind of seeing what's in the pipeline right now that may require some either capital or equipment over there.
Got a lot of things that are brewing that are happening. I'm going to be acquiring another company. Did an acquisition earlier this year. Then I'm going to be adding some machinery.
Adding machinery, you said?
Yeah, I'm going to be doing quite a few things. Acquisition, adding machinery.
Okay. What kind of machinery are you looking at?
I'm going to be adding an inline spray system.
Okay. And how much does one of those normally run for?
About 150 to 170.
Okay. When are you looking to get that by?
I'm not 100% sure. Maybe I'm going to say that I probably would want to have it done by the end of the year.
End of the year to get take advantage of that Section 179?
Well, for me, on my fiscal year, I don't think that really matters to me because my fiscal is July to June.
Oh, okay, I see. You're in a different bracket.
Yeah.
Okay. What are you planning to make off one of those things?
Well, it all depends. I'm hoping to land a large project, and if I land this large project, then I will be able to cover the machine there because it's a series of 3,000 stores growing across the United States.
Oh, wow.
So, the investment would be minimal if I was to land that one, but I'm trying to figure out whether I can land it, if I can do it without that. Because it's a piece of machinery that we want to add to our arsenal of weapons against our competitors.
Of course. Especially if you're growing so rapidly. I mean, it sounds like you're growing exponentially over here.
Yes.
Okay. When you added equipment before, did you use cash or did you finance it before?
Yeah, I leased with a dollar buyout at the end.
Okay. Who was that with?
Wells Fargo.
Okay. Are you still banking with them?
I just have my lease through them. All my banking is done through Chase.
Okay. And how was that experience doing that equipment financing through Wells Fargo? Did it work out in the end all right?
Yeah, I mean, it's been working fine. I mean, I was approved very quickly, and it was an easy thing to be able to do. So I probably have 2 more years left on to pay off the machine.
Okay. And was that for the same thing, spray system, inline spray system?
No, that was an inline CNC system.
CNC, gotcha. Okay. Yeah, I work with a lot of companies that actually are looking at getting CNCs and able to help them out. Just so I can get some numbers here, how would you rate your credit? Kind of good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, very good.
Very good, okay. And how long have you been in business for, if you don't mind me asking?
Oh, 60 plus years.
60 plus years, all right. Yeah, these are just like some of the main factors we look at when trying to, establish an offer for you, someone who's trying to get equipment financing. All right. Well, is it possible for here to get the ball rolling if I send you an app? It's a, like you said, with Wells Fargo, we also have an extremely fast and easy process. It composes of, a one-page application with six-month bank statements and a quote, if you have it, or an invoice of how much the piece of machinery will cost. Is it possible to get an email so I can just send you the information regarding the equipment financing?
Sure, but I'm not going to fill out an application until I'm ready to be able to do all the stuff because it's just, I don't want to be, chasing rabbits here.
Of course. No, I understand.
I'm going to get, really good financing either through Chase or through Wells. I mean, my Wells, it was 4.5 I don't know, 4.2%. Chase has some of my other loans, and you know, I'm at 3.75 to 4.2 with them.
Okay.
So, I mean, I know that the rate's going to be low. It's just a matter of whether you guys are going to compete or not.
Yeah, so that's one of the good things we do. Our rates start at the low mid single digits as well. But what we do is we actually have a match or beat policy. Since you already have those kind of established relationships with them, what we do is, you know, we have a 24-hour approval, 48-hour funding. So let's say you were to fill out this application and give me the short list of documents I needed. You would then get you an answer in 24 hours. You would be able to see what the rate would be able to offer for that piece of machinery. And then you said you wouldn't need it right now, but the offer would still be good for 90 days if you wanted to wait on it and see what your other bank said or something like along those lines.
Okay.
All right. Is it possible? Can I get your email?
Sure.
So I can shoot you the info. Okay.
It's mikel@lbiboyd.com.
OD.com. Sorry, mikel@lbi. Sorry, what was after that part?
BOYD.
BOYD.
Yeah.
.com.
Correct.
Awesome. So once again, sorry, you said you were thinking about doing this more towards the end of the year?
Most likely, yeah.
Okay. Is there any other needs or besides that piece of equipment, like bringing on capital or financing any other types of equipment over there?
Maybe bringing on some capital for this acquisition that I'm doing.
Awesome. Yeah, we could also definitely help out with that. Is it possible to give me like kind of what your gross sales were last year?
For the company that I'm acquiring or for?
I guess whatever will be under, I guess whatever is under your name now, because that's what we would base the loan off of.
Yeah, last year was probably about $9.5 million. This next year with this acquisition, it'll be closer to... and that was only with a partial year with my other company that we just acquired. So our estimated is probably 13 to 14 million.
13, 14.
Yeah.
Awesome. So with the working capital program, we're able to free up anywhere from 10 to 15% off your top line revenues. So, you know, we're looking at anywhere from 900 to, you know, 1.2 or 3 million that would be able to offer you. Would that be something of consideration that you'd think about doing if you're able to get that and, you know, put towards the other acquisition you're thinking about?
Yeah, it could be, definitely.
Okay. Well, what I'll do here is then in this email, I'll attach both applications. Both applications are real easy and fast. They're both one-page applications and the other kind of documents. I'll put it on the email, but just to let you know now, both will need 6 months of bank statements. And on the working capital side, I need your most recent tax return, 14 or 15. But if you have an extension on the 14, that would work as well if you don't have your 15 yet. Do your customers use credit cards at all?
Yes.
Okay, so in that case, I would need 4 months of merchant processing statements for that working capital application. But other than that, it looks like I could help you out here with the acquisition as well as that equipment finance. Other than that, do you have any questions for me?
Nope.
In terms of how the, you know, application or how the our programs work or anything like that?
Nope.
Fabulous. All right, well, I'll wrap this up. Send this email over here in a couple minutes. It was a pleasure talking to you, Michael. Thank you for taking me the time. I'll send this over. Is it a good time I could check back up on you and see, you know, where you are with the documents or in terms of, you know, you're making your decisions?
You know, check back with, well, you know, I'm going to be busy for the next
week,
so you
okay.
Know, check back with me in about a week and a half.
Week, okay. I'll put week to 2 weeks.
Okay.
Awesome. Okay. Yeah, look for this in your inbox. It'll be there in a few minutes, you know, and I'll reach back to you.
Okay, great.
All right, Michael. It was good talking to you.
Thanks, you too.
Have a good one. Bye.